Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat the Rockets 109-106. They take a 3-1 series lead over Houston. And, Gu, I'm going to let you start off the show today.
Well, I'll just tell you this, Stoddy. I had a great time at the golf course doing the show on remote. And my brother-in-law, Mr. Will Owens, Obama as I call him, works for Dignity Health, has sweet action. And he invited me. So I turned the caddy around and went to the game. And when I tell you, and I'm looking dead in the face, Donnie, that is one of the most memorable playoff games of the Steph Curry, Steve Kerr era to me, because it gave you everything. Fights, talking crap, technicals, flagrants, and the Warriors pull it out. And Jimmy Butler, who I was stunning all game, I was like, oh, he's not moving well. You know, just him being out there helps, right? But from a production standpoint, I'm like, I don't know. And for the Rockets, you know, I disrespect them at every turn, but they showed up. I feel like they let an opportunity get by them. But for Brandon Podziemski to surpass Jordan Poole and become the youngest Warrior player in the playoffs to have 25-5-5, I thought he was big. Buddy Hield, for Steve Kerr to wrap up the post-game locker room speech and say he set the tone defensively, picking Jalen Green and just making it hard for him to bring up the ball. My goodness. And Quentin Post. So this is where I'm at, Steinies. 3-1. They got their foot on the Rockets' throat. But we talked about it. The nights that Steph may, the machine can't go for 40, and Butler's getting off to somewhat of a slow start. Can you count on others? And the Warriors are getting it. Last night it wasn't Gary Payton. It was Pods. And again, the guys that I mentioned, Buddy Hield and Poe. So the others made this special, but that's a win, Steinie, I will not forget. And Draymond, all that he went through to D up Shingun for the game. I personally didn't like the play call by Udoka because he was scoring and giving everybody the business but Dre, and that's which way you went. So I got goosebumps still just thinking about that game, Stoney. It's one I will not forget.
Yeah, it was a great game. Jimmy Butler obviously coming through down the stretch.
Jimmy Buckets!
He had some just monster plays, and the biggest one may have been the rebound on the Shingun miss. Man. And that coupled with Dylan Brooks' foul with 59 seconds to go, which put Butler at the line for
three
shots.
Was that a foul? Some are trying to say it wasn't a foul.
Well, here's the way I look at a foul like that. Even if it's not a foul because of contact, it should be a foul because it was so stupid.
2 seconds on the clock!
Yeah, that was a foul for being dumb.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Kind of rightfully so. Right. It was too close. I mean,
what are you doing? Well, Jimmy made all three, too, with a gimpy, what are we calling this, Donnie? Pelvic contusion.
Yeah.
He was incredible.
Yeah, too. I noticed on the chase down block of, or not block, the foul of Dylan Brooks. If you watch him running, he's in the background. And that's the play he was talking about where he's like, boy, it really hurt. And you can tell he wasn't running normally.
Man.
But he still caught up to Brooks on that particular play. And the Warriors end up winning that game 109-106. And, I mean, you know, it's been an incredible series already.
Yeah.
It's been very competitive. It's been physical. There's been highs. There's been lows. But the one thing I was thinking about is it's come down to everything we thought it was going to come down to. Experience versus youth.
Yeah.
And the Rockets, I'm not going to say they gave that game away last night, but they just you're not going to win playoff games if you can't make foul shots, if you don't play smart, and if you don't execute when you have to execute. It's really that simple. The Warriors, to me, obviously they did enough to win.
Yeah.
But the Houston Rockets, this is their lesson. This is their lesson.
Wow.
And this is where, you know, you have a lot of guys in that game who've never played in the playoffs before. And again, I looked up at the clock with 6 or 8 minutes to go, and it's a tie game.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't think the Rockets can win this kind of game. And obviously they had a shot, but they just don't make enough winning plays. The Warriors have made the winning plays in this series.
No doubt about it. Well said. And I'll say this, because I'm talking about just the points, and it's not just about offense. But Steiny, Fred VanVleet, put some respect on his name. I will. I felt like I was guarding him. Every bucket that went in, I mean, 8 of 12 from 3, and they needed every one, 25 points on the night. But the play of the game, you tell me, I know the Dylan Brooks foul is up there, and there was many, you know, candidates for plays of the game. But Brandon Podziemski, who I felt like VanVleet got by him. I believe it was 102-101, and they would have took the lead by one. And Pods blocks the ball from behind to just put a stamp on a night he had, was just incredible to me. And without that type of effort, like you said, you look at the box score, Steiny, the Rockets, they damn near won every category except free throws. And the one that matters the most, the points.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I don't know what the Rockets finished up from the line. I want to say maybe 19 for 31.
That's it.
Not good enough. It's just not good enough.
It's a D, 61%.
And look at the Warriors at the foul line. The Warriors take almost 10 fewer free throws and they make one more. And those are the things that win playoff games. And again, it's unbelievable that this was a series that it was obvious to everybody. It was a veteran team against a young, inexperienced team. And by golly, it's playing out exactly like that. The inexperience is a factor for the Rockets, and the Warriors' pedigree and
there it is,
and their ability to have played in so many close games over the years, and now they add Jimmy Butler. If it's a tie game with 6 minutes to go, I feel like the Rockets are swimming upstream.
No doubt about it. And tell me if you give me a Texas nickel for this one. Now that the Warriors are up 3-1, I know the series is not over, Steiny, but when it's all said and done, you have been consistent with, you know, Dre, Steph, and Jimmy are, you know, 30-plus. And are you mad at me if I say if they can close this out, could it be a good thing that they started a series against this ferocious young this young team with tenacity on defense? And I'm not saying Minnesota or the Lakers or whoever they play moving forward is a walk in the park. It's not. But I can't unsee how difficult and what Houston is bringing to the table from a defensive standpoint that the Warriors, when they move on, if they do, and I think they will, Steiny, like this, they won't see anything as ferocious as this on defense.
Well, they might not see anything as ferocious as the Rockets, but the Minnesota Timberwolves are a very good defensive team.
And they're howling.
If they end up with Minnesota, I don't think Minnesota's quite as good defensively as the Rockets, but I do think they're a lot better offensively than the Rockets. But we're not there. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We're not there yet. And again, the one thing I also, I believe, is the Rockets, they're not going to quit. They're just not. The Warriors are going to have a really tough game again tomorrow. And, I mean, the Rockets need to win that game tomorrow to prolong the series. And it's going to be another tough one for the Warriors. And again, for me, not just with the Warriors, but with every team, you just get a sense of, man, the playoffs are long, they're arduous, and you just never know what's going to happen. I mean, you just don't. And the Warriors still have a very long way to go, but that win last night puts them in control of this series.
No doubt about it, and I'm fired up. So is Dub Nation. And, Stoddy, I got Oracle vibes, and maybe I'm just saying that because I was at the game, but I mean it. I mean, that place was letting the refs know they weren't happy, but the bottom line is they willed that team to do what they did. And, again, I just can't give Buddy Hield enough credit for moving his feet and being a factor on defense. And Stoney, it's so funny. He can miss a three, but if he give him that second opportunity, and Steph's mastered this, it's bottoms. But I'm getting that vibe with Buddy right now. You know, he can miss. They get an offensive board, get it right back to him. Splash.
I mean, that was one of the few games that I've ever seen Buddy Hield play where even though he wasn't making all his shots, he wasn't hurting you. Mm. And then he ended up making some big shots, clearly. And the Warriors rode Hield, Pajemski, and Butler on offense, and Draymond Green was the anchor on defense, and the Warriors go up 3-1 against the Houston Rockets with Game 5 Wednesday. All right, 888-957-9570. Let's get into it. There was a lot going on last night, another physical game. Curry not quite at his best, but he got picked up.
Yeah.
He got picked up. And the Warriors ended up winning that ball game. 888-957-9570. The Bayview Restaurant is delighted to announce the return of their popular Winemaker Dinner Series. 5 evenings of exquisite wines from the best local vintners, expertly paired with a delicious 4-course menu. Reserve your spot today at inatthetides.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And I think you got to take that shot with 4 seconds to go and no timeouts.
I was like, man, it definitely was a thriller, Evan. But, Stoney, I thought that was online. I go, you got to be kidding me. It's not going OT. It didn't. But do you have a problem real quick with me? And I mentioned it just, you know, a second ago. Şengün was everything and all that. When he was not guarded by Draymond Green, Stoney, he was 9 of 16 for 25 points, giving everybody else the business, but 3 of 12 for 6 points when Dre was on him. No problem with Udoka going to him on with Dre on him, huh?
I didn't really have a big problem with it. I wish, or, you know, I would have liked to have seen him get one more dribble deeper, because the little half hook he ended up taking was from about 13 feet. And I would have maybe tried to, you know, knock it down to about 8 or 9 feet. But Draymond's strong, and he kept him away from getting closer to the basket. Not a bad look, but not a conventional look for him either.
Just I thought he was too far out, Stoney.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. I did too. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors take a 3-1 lead over the Houston Rockets, and Game 5 comes tomorrow in Houston.
Fast.
And the Warriors, you know, they gotta be ready, because I mean, the one thing that I'll give the Rockets is they play hard, and they've played hard every single game this series. Yesterday, they got off to a terrible start, and I'm going to blame Jalen Green on it. I mean, that might have been the worst start to a game I've seen in a long, long time. And
they got an issue now, you know?
I mean,
Udoka, I don't know if you heard him after the game. So he's going to look at maybe making some changes into the starting lineup. I just assume that meant Jalen Green. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, they're going back to Houston, so perhaps he'll play better at home. Mm-hmm. But, boy, he is not giving the Rockets very much at all.
8 points, Donnie.
And again, I mean, you know, the way I look at that game last night, obviously the Warriors had a bunch of heroes, starting with Butler and Pods. Green defensively was phenomenal, as always. And Buddy Hield was the player last night that really, really helped the Warriors win. And Quentin Post also in the first half chipped in. But I look at the Rockets, and they're not making their free throws. I think they're just not a smart enough team. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't think they're a smart enough team to beat the Warriors 4 times.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I just don't think they are.
Playing out right there.
And they've got to grow up.
It's one of those things, if you allow me, Stoney, on the heels of the NFL draft, to give you a football analogy. But when you talk about how close the Rockets were, and last game I said it was 80 to, it was a tie game in the fourth quarter. But I feel like it's a offense that gets inside the red zone to the 10-yard line. They make a completion, and you're thinking with the game on the line, they get in, they win. And right now with that inexperience, the lack of foul shooting, they just don't have that cachet to punch it in the end zone. And it's kind of a heartbreak hotel.
888-957-9570 is the number. And the Golden State Warriors, they are now up 3-1 against the Houston Rockets. And they look to close out the series tomorrow, which is Wednesday. If they get pushed to a sixth game, it's going to be on Friday. And now it's fair to keep an eye on that Minnesota Lakers series, because, you know, if they both can close out the tomorrow, I got to believe the playoffs, their playoff round will start this weekend.
Yeah, and then get Ant-Man and company. Wow. Yeah.
Let's go to Richard in San Mateo. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
I'm all right. But, yeah, you know, I like what you just said, but I agree that Houston found ways to lose more now individually. The Warriors had some great performances, but Houston is a team that just finds ways to lose.
Mm.
And it should be 2-2 at least, but I'd have so much. That's my take.
Well, they're young.
Yeah.
They're young.
So this is just par for the course, Donnie? This is how you get that experience?
They're young.
Yeah.
I mean, they are very, very young, and it has shown at various points in the series. And I do I do share some of the sentiment of Richard because, you know, the Warriors are going to have to play better.
Oh, no doubt.
And
no doubt.
To advance.
Right.
But, you know, then you also have to take into consideration the team they're playing and how physical it is. And so it's probably not going to be a series where the Warriors look great or the Rockets look great. So I'll give the Rockets credit for doing a nice defensive job overall on the Golden State Warriors. But, you know, I thought the Warriors were extremely fortunate last night.
They were down 7 at half and come out on a, 13-0 run? Like, if you're Houston or any playoff team, it can't just be that. You can't give it back that fast. You did. You got get back, but I'm with you, Stoney. So if you say you don't want to, I know we're not doing Rocket Radio, break up this Rocket nucleus and this young team, and this is just par for the course, then you're okay with it. But I'm watching that game like, man, we are lucky to come out 109-106. We really are.
Yeah, and to me, this is where, you know, you got to look at things realistically if you're both teams. This is, you know, the Warriors are up 3-1, but it's been closer than 3-1. I mean, the last two games have been right there for Houston. They haven't been able to take advantage. And I just think as the Warriors move forward, if they do move forward, they're not going to get as much help from the opposition in future rounds. They're going to have to be a little bit more buttoned up, I would have to say. Although, the one thing they've done in this series is protect the ball. They have not turned, the Rockets are really struggling, but for a few stretches during a game where they can't really turn the Warriors over. And that's a problem because it takes away some of their easy baskets. And when they're playing half court offense, it's a crapshoot with their players.
But I'll say this to that, Stoney, and it's something that's been apparent to me. With that said, and the Warriors only turning the ball over 8 times, it just speaks to their individual defense, the Rockets, by, you know, keeping themselves in the game and sometimes coming back to take the lead and having the lead late in the fourth quarter because they're so good defensively that they're not doing it with the turnovers. You know what I mean? That they're not forcing. I got to ask you this. That game was almost 3 hours. It was referee gate in the first half. That second quarter felt like a summer. Did you have any problems the way the game was officiated?
Not really. I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is, what do you want the refs to do? I mean, it's a physical game.
Woo.
And I get it, we're in the Bay Area, but both teams are being physical. The refs are doing the best they can. There's a lot of stuff going on out there that's really hard to distinguish, you know, who did what, when, and was it intentional or not. I think they did the best they could. And the players, at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, decided the outcome. Dylan Brooks fouled Jimmy Butler. He just did.
And he made all three.
I mean, he just did. And, you know, Şengün gets a little half hook. You know, not a foul there on Draymond, so they didn't call a cheapie there. And, you know, I thought the players at least decided that ball game last night.
Yeah, and I'll say this to you or anybody listening, any basketball fan. Stoney, this is win or go home. But again, I'm a one-trick pony, but I just can't believe how porous the Rockets are at the free throw line. You lose by 3 and you miss 12 free throws as opposed to the Warriors making 20 of their 22. You just, like, if you're going to do that, you're shooting yourself in both, you know, both feet.
Yeah, and I think, I think the foul shooting is something that's even bigger than 19 for 31. Because you look at a game like that, Warriors win by 3. What do you do? You go to the box score and you see Rockets were 19 for 31. Well, that hurt them. That cost them the game, probably. But it's worse than that when you're actually watching the game.
Mm.
Because with every miss at the foul line from the Rockets, or every miss 2 free throws for the Rockets when they couldn't make even 1 out of 2, You can't win like that. Yeah. You can't win like that.
Yeah.
If I'm the Rockets, I look at that game and say, we should have won the game. Yeah. We got to make 5 more free throws. That's not too much to ask.
And as bad as Jalen Green was, Udoka sends him up to shoot a technical foul, and he just politely misses it. I'm just like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, how many times, you know, it doesn't even matter. Rockets down 3, and they're at the line, and they miss both, so they're still down 3. Or the Rockets are up 4, and a guy goes to the line, and he misses both, and they're still up 4. And those things over the course of a game really, really take their toll, because they're giving away free points in those situations, and you're not taking advantage
no
of
doubt.
It. Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Gurley. How you guys doing, man?
3-1, baby.
Hey, Goo, you were right, man. This was the most exciting game that I have ever watched. I watched a lot of basketball in my lifetime, man. This had drama. It had aggression. It had people on the floor. It had every foul in the land. I mean, it was exciting. The first half was all mucked up, though, man. They were trying to get under our skin. In the second half, we came out and played basketball. But what I want to say, guys, is Jimmy, man. Late in that game, when they're on the line, I'm reading lips, and I'm going to tell you what he was saying. He goes, I'm going to kick your ass. And he's going, and then Dylan Brooks goes, yo, you're going to kick my ass? And he's laughing, right? Hey, what happened when he threw the ball and he ran over top of him running back? Then when he tried to run the ball down on the steal, he hard-fouled him. Five free throws and that one rebound, man. Jimmy Buckets, one of the greatest basketball players ever, with Steph Kerr. We're going to win a championship, man.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. And if you want to talk about fortunes, Donnie, I got this from our guy, Double R, Raymond Ritter. Before Jimmy Butler, the Warriors were 16-16 in clutch games, and we lived that. And with Jimmy, Donnie, 12-4. And he is that difference maker, man. The dude was hampered. We all saw it. Made all his free throws, 12 of 12, 7 of 12. But he's a maestro. He's a conductor. He can play without the ball, and it's just been a godsend. But, man, if you would have told me yesterday at the golf course that Pods would go off for 26, 40 minutes, Steinie, we can't just – I mean, this is his second year, and they don't win that game without him, man.
No, they don't win that game without Pods.
My gosh.
I don't think they win it without Heald.
Yeah.
Certainly
Post,
Butler.
Yeah.
And they might not win it without Post either. I was looking at some of the plus-minus from last night, and to me, this is a game where the plus-minus lies.
Okay. All right, here we go.
You know, you look at Jimmy Butler – he's a +2.
Get out of here.
I mean.
Yeah, that's a flagrant. Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, he was just a +2. And, you know, you look at Amen Thompson, who I thought played pretty well.
Ooh,
he's a -17.
He had a couple moves looking like T-Mac.
And Quentin Post, who I thought was pretty good, was a -10. So, I mean, look, the way I look at plus minus is if I see Butler was a +2, that leads me to believe that without Butler, they're a minus, you know, it's a -12.
Yeah.
And so it's every bit as important to keep your plus minus down.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
If you're in the minus, as it is if you're in the plus and trying to increase the number of plus minutes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if Curry and Butler aren't in the game and they have another fivesome out there, and they play 6 minutes together, if that fivesome's a minus three against the Rockets' first team, you'll take that any day of the week.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jimmy Butler made all the plays down the stretch. Big boy rebound on the Şengün miss.
Ooh,
in
went a, up and
in
got
a big
it.
Way. Just a tough playoff type of play for Jimmy Butler in terms of that rebound.
And I just moving forward, you know, we talked about it, you know, is it strength in numbers for the Warriors? Is it that mantra this year? And we said the others is by committee. And Stani, through four games in this series, all the others have had their, you know, their 15 minutes of fame. And last night it was Pods and Buddy. We saw GP2. But, man, my goodness, if they can keep this up, you know, who? The sky's the limit. Like, I really feel like with Jimmy Butler and his know-how and Dre and Steph, just with that three core, and I can't forget Kerr. What did you think about the Haka Adams, who played 26 minutes? And I've been telling you, I want to see him out there. And we saw him out there more. But for Kerr to go to the Haka Adams, I think that changed things. Got him off the court.
I mean, it was the second time in the series he's done it, fouling Adams. And, I mean, Adams is not as bad as they are as a free throw shooting team. Adams is among their worst free throw shooters. So, look, if you got to do it, you got to do it.
Right.
I mean, Nike. Because, you know, Adams is the kind of guy that I think if he plays those last few minutes and gets an offensive rebound, I mean, the Warriors are just going to take his head off. They're just going to foul him.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are he's not going to make two. And so I think Udoka probably figured that out and got him off the floor. Although, you know, Adams has been really good in this series.
Yeah, and I was waiting for him to get that offensive rebound, and maybe that's why they went faster than I thought, you know, just in case they missed it. But, you know, he was sealing off somebody, and Jimmy went up and got it. And now, Stani, they are, I'm going to call it Janet Jackson, in control of this series.
Yeah,
for now.
Again, I expect the Rockets to play another game like they've played the first four on Wednesday. You know, it's one thing when you watch them walking off the court, they look a little demoralized. But because, you know, the one thing they have going for them is they are such a young team. And I feel like they'll come out with their home crowd behind them. I don't think they're going to give in. I don't think they're going to get blown out on Wednesday. So the Warriors are going to have to earn it. And they got three shots at trying to do that.
And how many teams lose, Stani, just regular season playoff games where you shoot 48% from three? And that's what the Rockets did. You know, we talk about their lack of shooting, but last night they shot it, and they shot it well, but yet you couldn't win the ball game because you can't make the free throws.
And I don't know, kind of the way I look at it is, did the Rockets shoot it well? Not really. Fred VanVleet shot it incredibly well. I don't know what they were offhand without VanVleet, but I bet it wasn't that great.
Well, they made three total without his eight.
So they were 11 for
23. He was 8 of 12. So they were 3 of 11 from everybody else.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's go to Coach in Los Altos. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Oh, my gosh. What? It is so great to hear you guys. Great show, as usual.
Thanks.
I think Guru just took a part of my take because I was going to comment on I was there last night. In fact, I took this this little video at the end, and my wife is she's a fan. She's a big fan. But last night, she's a freaked out fan. She's a fanatic.
Yeah.
And I got this video, and it's just I just love it. I tweeted it out because I loved it so much. So what a game. What a game. I'm still, my voice is a little sore. I tell you, my body was tense. I was worn freaking out. I was walking up and down the stairs. Victor in our section, we're taking selfie. I mean, it was just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So my three comments, guys, are this. One is we are just, and you've commented on it, but we are just a smarter basketball team. You know, they did try and muck it up, all that kind of stuff, but when you see the intelligence of, you know, and the communication, like Jimmy says, look, you get the stop, I'll get the rebound. I see them talking. You know, we're pretty close to the floor, and I see them talking all the flipping time. So we're just a smarter basketball team. Second, Kerr's a better coach. He's just a better coach. Not only did he do the, you know, Hakakiwi move, but he, how he gets them ready to come out in the third quarter. I was questioning when he started Buddy over Moses Moody, because I think Moody's been playing pretty strong. He's been pulling, you know, little yips a little bit. But I was surprised by that. Yet, what an incredible move that turned out to be, with Buddy picking Jalen Green's pockets twice and then, you know, chipping in 15. So that was a great move. And then finally, you know, you said that the officiating, I agree with you, Steiny. There's not a lot they can do. I really want to petition the league that I would really rather not change the game as much as they change the game for the playoffs, because it's just football, basketball. It's holding, it's mugging, it's incredible. It's just a different game. And I as a basketball coach and player, I'm not sure I like it that much, to be honest.
Well,
but they did in what they could do. You know, they did a pretty good job. Curry said afterwards, when he said, "Hey, that's two on you," and he's the one that got the text, he said, "Man, it's like the siblings." He said, "It's like they caught the second guy," because he goes, "Dylan said that to me. He gave me a one finger saying that's one."
Right.
He goes, "And I responded, and boom, I get nailed."
Yeah.
So overall, though, oh, my God, I'll be there game six if there is a game six. I love you guys.
Nice. Thanks, thanks, Coach. Appreciate the call.
He's fired up, and the wifey. That's what it's about, Steiner.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to criticize Steve Kerr about. There's been four games in this series. He's used three different starting lineups.
And played 11 guys yesterday. The Udoka's eight.
And he's been, yeah, and I, look, Steve Kerr may be a better coach than Udoka, but Udoka can't use his personnel like Curry, like Steve Kerr uses his personnel. He just can't. And the Warriors have different kinds of players who do different things. And he was, you know, he was seeing stuff that I'm not sure I don't know what he sees when he sees certain matchups, but whatever he sees, he responds to, and it's working out pretty well. The other thing I was, you know, and I've been saying this all year, that's, you know, these playoffs are why you can't give up on Buddy Hield. You can't. You got to give him a shot every game to make a bunch of shots. And the reason this series is 3-1 is a lot of Buddy Hield. If Buddy Hield doesn't play like he played in the last two games, I think we're going back to Houston 2-2.
I'm not mad at you.
And that's always what I think when I see a Buddy Hield or a Moody or a Payton. Can they help you win some playoff games?
And I think we're getting that answer.
You know, Buddy Hield absolutely has been a factor in not just games, but wins. And that's big for the Golden State Warriors.
And look at his career. Look at his log, Stoddy. This is, I believe, the best success. I know he won a game for Philly last year, but this is the best success I think he's had. He's bought in. And it's Buddy Hield, it's Steph, and, you know, his back and forth that's taking off right now like its own show with him and Jimmy. But it's respect, man, and he's bought all the way in. And you know I'm a sports romantic, so I got to share this because I always act like I know what's going on. But, Steiny, this was the second game in a row when the buzzer went off. Dre and Steph had an embrace. And you could be like, yeah, two teammates, been there, done that, just a regular hug. But, Steiny, I just feel like it's more than that. They know they got action at something.
It's funny how you know what I saw?
Tell me.
After the game?
Yeah.
You know what my first thought was, Evan, before I get out? Huh. Can't remember the Warriors celebrating like that after a Game 3 win.
Well, Game 4.
Yeah, but I mean their third win in a series.
Oh, okay, gotcha. But no, they know they were up against it.
They were excited on 95.7, the game.